If I'm, oh gosh,
I know you went hard on this one. Like, I don't even know.
I am the king.
If I'm gonna guess,
God, I hope you get it right just so to wise. Make him. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo-hoo! We are back, baby, and ready to jump right back into the canoe. But before we start paddling upstream, I have to announce our producer for this episode, Cosmo from The Cosmo Show.
Yo, what up, everybody? How's everyone doing? How are you doing there?
I'm so good. I'm so excited for our guest today.
Nice.
We've got a friend of mine. Well, actually, it started off as a business venture and then into friendship. And then my contracted photographer we have joining us today is Happier Trigger LA. And his bio reads, call me Jim.
Yeah, just call me Jim. It's easy. I like to keep it simple.
I love reading people's Instagram bios because it says a lot about them, but you're just like, call me Jim.
Mine's awful. That got put on there because I would reach out to people about shooting. This was really early on. And then they'd be like, I don't know what your name is. And
oh,
I'm like,
no.
Oh, because it's not on there. So I'm like, so I had to put on there like, hi, this is what you can call me because you don't have to call me Happy Trigger. And people do, but
when I first met you, I think I called you JD.
That's on there too. Well,
yeah.
I have different ones that have different things just because I honestly just like kind of messing with people.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind either one of those, but that's kind of where those evolved from. But like, I used to, do career advising and would not advise people to have the bio that I have on mine. It's not good enough.
I mean, it's short, sweet, and to the point.
Very.
Yeah, yeah. I just thought it was funny because it's always a telltale sign of a person of what they write on their Instagram bio. I don't know. I get a good kick out of it.
Yeah, mine's like, hi, here's my name. Book me for stuff. Like, that's about what it is.
It's DM me for rates.
Kind of.
Yeah, but I think that's about it. And then here's some other websites.
Yeah. Well, on this show, we love to have guests from all around tell us a little bit something about themselves that maybe they don't advertise on Instagram, but we like to call it their Delulu.
Oh, okay.
So, or short for delusional, if you're new to the show. And it is so interesting to hear what people have to say and what like makes them run a little delusional in their brain. So I'm curious, you're the first photographer we've had on.
Okay.
I want to know, like, what makes you Delulu?
I mean, there's a lot of things that fit into that category, just because that's the type of person I am. AI is really starting to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know who isn't. Maybe scientists. I think a lot of scientists probably like it. I think most creatives might have a very, very crazy relationship with AI right now.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
We had a Clarice Polaris on.
Oh, okay.
And she was talking to us about how someone is taking her content and AIing a different face on her. So you are not alone in this AI Delulu.
It's crazy. I mean, that it's a very interesting one because it's one of those things. It reminds me of like COVID times where, you would think that the economy is going to fall apart. And, like, we're going to start, like, looting and all this kind of stuff. And, like, the big problem was is that we couldn't find toilet paper.
Right?
Right? Like, this made no sense. That's where I see AI going is, like, we're going to be like, cool, we have this great tool. And we did it, like, and then aliens are watching us. And they're like, this is what they did with it. I'm like, what? I see so many cool things. Like, there's really cool research being done with it. There's really cool cancer stuff being done with like early diagnosis I'm reading. But like, there's so many really, honestly, very, very cool things about it. And then there's like really not cool stuff about it.
Yeah.
I was talking, this conversation comes up a lot when we need to do the things that we do.
Yeah.
That like it doesn't belong. I don't feel like it really belongs in the creative field. If it's in the creative field, it's supposed to be a tool in a toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the only tool. Like, I guess the expression I've kind of told people is like, if doing a production, right, like a movie or whatever, photo shoot, anything, like it's all a big thing that requires like multiple moving parts and multiple people and that kind of stuff. I'm building a house,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm not going to build a house and just use a hammer and nails.
Right.
And that's what AI is turning into from the corporate level of creativity is like, let's just build it with hammer and nails because it's really easy to do. And like, that's sure. That house isn't going to stand very well. And it's not, right? It's already
yeah.
kind of not really doing that well, in my opinion. So, yeah, it's I feel like it's a, I think it's a very cool tool to have in the tool belt. I think it's a cool thing for creatives to be able to use if you're trying to get past like a creative block or, you know what I mean? Like more introductory, like I want to use some stuff for reference material, right? Mm-hmm. But not for the end product, not for, you know, anything that's kind of on the finished end of things.
Yeah. Like if I'm going to out myself for using a little bit of AI here, I use this platform called Opus Clips where I send them my podcast episode, Delulu Canoe, and they chop it all up and make a nice little short form video. Awesome. It costs a little bit of money, but it does a pretty decent job of giving us little short form clips. Is it replacing my editor? No, by any means. We still, of course, have the lovely Chompy editing this episode, but it takes a little load off her back. But on the other hand, there are scammers out there taking my images and putting their face on it. So, yeah, there's always going to be a little good and a little bad.
And like, to that point, like, you know, say someone doesn't have an editor, they don't have all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It helps do that, right? Like, there's a lot of features that, like, I think people also call AI things that aren't necessarily AI. There's a lot of bot things. There's a lot of things that you're going to train as bots, but I wouldn't necessarily call that artificial intelligence. Right.
Yeah.
Because to me, intelligence is a very specific word. But like there's bots. I haven't subscribed to any of them, but I've been very curious to try that. There's ones that will actually learn your editing style and learn your photo selecting style.
Oh.
It's advertised towards people that do like weddings and events and stuff like that, where it will select out or it'll take out any blurry photos. That way you're not looking at any of those. But to me, that's a more automated process, right? Like it's looking at ones and zeros of like, what do you choose and why? Mm-hmm. But again, it is a tool that I can choose to use to do that. But I'm not like, it's not like, all right, here's your photos. Like, I'm not just going to like turn those over to the people and then that's it, right? Like,
without looking, yeah,
could do that. But I wouldn't do that as the person that you're paying to do that. At least I should review through them. I should at least do something to make sure that like, I'm still a part of the process here. So. Yeah, there's just, I mean, so I've used ChatGPT. It was more out of curiosity than anything else. Again, there's a lot of helpful things on there. Like when I used to, like, I still, you know, help friends do some career advising for them and stuff like that. And it's a great place to get started with a cover letter. You know, writing stuff. It's really helpful for writing stuff that people aren't writers. So, you know, I feel like that was a big push for what that was, right?
Yeah.
I didn't bring it with me. I could put it back in and pull it up again. I looked up what ChatGPT thinks the strategy should be to eliminate AI from creative fields.
Whoa!
It kind of picked out what we're already doing.
Yeah.
But it very much so made sure to preface that it's going to be very difficult to do this. But if you're going to, here's the things that you would do. But yeah, like that's, I like trying to like use AI to get rid of, like I try to ask it questions like that.
Ask it to get rid of itself.
But like, I mean, like it's kind of like keeping your friends close and your enemies closer, right? Like, I'd be like, I want to know what you think. You're supposed to be very, very intelligent. I'm curious what your opinions are on how would we get you out of my job?
How do we destroy you?
You know, it's just so, again, like I feel like it's a little too fast, too soon for a lot of it. And then it's getting turned into how can rich people use it to eliminate people so that way they can, you know what I mean? So that way they can just make a lot of money and really like produce a substandard product that the general public just doesn't know, doesn't care, or doesn't have an option. So now that's all you can do. So,
yeah, I feel like where I get my Delulu from that, like where my Delulu brain goes to is like you said, where they're eliminating the job of artists, creatives. But I will say it does help me a little bit when it comes to script writing. Like I went and worked with the fast food house. If you guys don't know, I play Texas Roadhouse and I had the hardest time coming up with like, what would KFC do in a talent show? And I asked ChatGPT, it gave me like 8 different things that Mr. Colonel would do in a talent show. So I 100% agree with you that sometimes it can be extremely beneficial. But the main problem, like we personally have, is when it eliminates jobs. And it would be super cool if like corporate America could get on board with that, where it's like, let's use it to our advantage, but not eliminate our hardworking people, employees, and keep them around, but just use it as like seasoning, not so much the entire meal.
And then ethics.
Yes.
Computers don't have ethics.
No.
Like, this is a being that like this is like parenting, mm-hmm. right? Like, this thing is only going to know what it is taught. Mm-hmm. So if it's going to start doing sales strategies for a company, yeah. it is going to execute the sales strategies that that company puts in there that could borderline be considered unethical or pushy or things like that. And again, like, you know, sales places run a script, right, mm-hmm. for people to run through. And that's really what this thing is like likely doing. But at the same time, when there's ethical issues, I've worked in sales positions where I didn't ethically, I almost lost my job because I wasn't doing a good job because I didn't ethically agree with what I was being asked to do. Ugh. And it wasn't in a realm where I was going to speak up about it, mm-hmm. but it was kind of in the, I need to figure out what I'm going to do with this because I don't agree with how they do these things. And I either need to leave or figure out what I'm going to do.
Right.
But it's the ethical dilemma that's there, that if they just got rid of that whole department and just said, hi, robots are going to do this now. Now it's just going to do exactly what they want, mm-hmm. which was mislead people into getting something that wasn't going to help them.
Yeah.
So, you know, that to me, the ethical issue is the way bigger part. You know, I see it being used in the Salesforce. I see it being used like on the business side of stuff. Like I get a lot of that, like, you know, the help desk, like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But there's still moral and ethical. Like, you know, it's the same idea of when drones started getting used in the military. Like, right. Yeah. People were like, is this going to dehumanize things so much that war is actually going to be more common because people aren't dying, right? Because people's lives aren't on the line and the stakes aren't the same.
Right.
You know, but like, at least we still have humans operating them. If when we finally get to Skynet, it seems like Skynet's going to start doing marketing before Skynet starts like building tanks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's still, it'll get there, you know, just give it time and it'll start doing that. But,
I was going to ask, where do you see AI in your like day-to-day life, and where in the times does it make you like actually either have rage or like annoy? Like, where do you see AI in your daily
artwork.
Life?
Artwork.
Okay, yes.
Artwork drives me bonkers. Because all it's doing is commonly copying people, or, you know, it's plagiarism rampant. Again, because mm-hmm. there is no ethical consideration. It does not know what it's doing.
Right.
It's completing a task that it's being asked to do as a computer. So I'm gonna go crazy just for one.
Go
second.
For it. Yep. Go for it.
we can use this. We cannot use.
He's gonna go Delulu. Here we go.
So I already have personal issues with digital artists that want to trace over my work and then pass it off as their own because they don't want to credit the original photo or the original artist, and then they just want to get the attention of the model that's in it.
Okay. Yep.
That's the only place that I want AI to put them out of a job, because honestly, you're doing no different than asking, hi, look at this photo. Can you make it look like it was digitally drawn? Like, you're already basically doing what AI is doing. Stop it.
Yeah.
That's the only place where I'm like, AI, put them out of business. But but it's because they're essentially doing the exact same thing, which is just copying what's out there. But sorry, so segue back.
No, you're good.
I see it all the time on, you know, Instagram. I see it, you know, that's where we see it, at least for me, because you're following other artists, other photographers, other whatevers, that that's to me the part that's most rampant. And it becomes, you don't know what's real and what's not.
Right.
That's become the bigger part, is being able to know, like, is like, and the greater public has no clue. Mm-hmm. Like, most people have no idea whether or not, I mean, there's, we've seen this, there are fake people that do advertising, and then the controller of that makes money.
Yeah.
Right. Which I don't know how legal that is. I'm really curious where that's going to possibly go.
Yeah. It's so hard to predict the legal situation when it comes to AI. If you're watching us on YouTube, you're probably very confused. I'm wearing a completely different outfit. Jim is wearing a completely different outfit. And that is not Cosmo back there.
Not Cosmo.
Really?
So, yeah, we had a little bit of some technical difficulties with the audio. And because we're so new, we're still troubleshooting a lot of things and we're still learning. So we lost the second half of this episode. So I brought everybody back. Cosmo is in Texas, so he couldn't join us. But I appreciate you both coming back to fix this episode, button it up, make it so that it makes sense again. So we were talking about the legality of AI and how I was saying something along the lines that, like, I really hope that going forward, we do have some laws or we're starting to hold each other accountable for AI because it is helpful to businesses, but just not replacing people in their jobs is important.
Yeah. And again, you know, like, that's always a fine line, right? Like, being able to tell people what they can and can't do with a tool. Like,
yeah.
So, I think one of the biggest ones came down during the entertainment strikes, like, you know, last year, the year before, where, you know, the Supreme Court, it was already an existing law to what I know, that, like, computers can't own things is kind of the gist. And this just kind of extended that of, like, the, it can't create things. Like, so you can't necessarily own something that a computer created, right? And so that really opened, like, or closed the door. So that way people can't just make something with AI and then go that route, right?
Yeah.
So it's, that is the funny part to me, though, that, you know, it's just like those, the faux influencers, the AI influencers.
Yes.
And it's, I actually saw a story since the last time I recorded. I saw a story that someone did what I wanted to do or what I had thought about doing, which was take all of someone's content that they had made because they don't own any of it.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. If you make AI generated Coke ad, you don't own that because it's AI generated. Your model, your person, your everything is all AI generated and fake. Mm-hmm. And so someone, I think, tried to take that and make their own account and try to do the exact same thing.
Oh, wow.
And I just, but so that's kind of where this turns into like a fishy thing.
Yeah.
And I also feel like that's kind of where this is where regular people are. It's like the Wild West. This is where regular people are stepping in saying, fine, then I'm going to abuse this and show how ridiculous this is.
Right.
And kind of push people's hands to say, we need to figure out what to do here, you know?
Yeah. And I feel like Instagram is doing a really good job because now they have a toggle before you post something where you have to say if it's AI. And I noticed on the back end of YouTube now they have it since we filmed this episode. There's now in like their features when you go to upload a video, you have to say like, is this video that you're uploading something that happened in real life or is this something that has been AI generated? And if you don't toggle it on YouTube, kind of like when you say that like this is appropriate for monetization, same thing where if you say, yes, this is fine, this happened, and their bot or their people see that it's not, you can be penalized for it. So it's starting to happen. It's starting to exist in this world where there are some rules. And I'm glad that like social media is taking accountability. But like you said, you know, it's the regular schmegulars that are taking other people's content and then just making their own influencer. And it's so frustrating.
It's just, it really is the Wild West.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just like the Wild West, like you just, it's going to be kind of like somewhat lawless. And that's kind of where we are for a little bit people start to figure out. Again, I think it takes time and it takes some stumbling for us to figure out where the line is.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about it when it comes to things like graphic design, where now companies can hire just a social media manager or somebody that can just develop these prompts and make their posters and their advertisement flyers for pennies on the dollar compared to what it used to cost, as long as they just crop out the hand of whatever they're trying to do, because we know AI can't do hands right.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, so how do you feel about it in something like that where you would have had that same kind of revolution with computerized graphics, where traditionally, you know, marketing firms would have had to have hired regular concept artists to actually paint and draw things to where you had that transition into a digital job. Now, how do you feel about that with that becoming something that can be a lot easier for the regular schmegulars?
You know? I feel like I think that's literally where the line is on what and how do you regulate that? Right. Because to me, I look at that, I'm like, well, is that any different than people using Canva? Right. Like people that didn't used to know how to do any kind of graphic design and now can just clip, 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 clip and put stuff together.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Adobe's made some really cool tools I saw in the last couple of weeks or whatever at, I think it's called Adobe Max now. It's there.
I mean, that's a great example too. Film special effects guys being able to do stuff computer generated versus having to do traditional, you know, actual
explosion stuff,
you know. Practical props.
Yeah. Well, and for me, like that's kind of where, like, for me it falls into, it's a tool being used by people to, you know what I mean, it's just like That's when we like when we were given email.
Right.
So now certain people's jobs kind of got changed and moved because people had this technology and it was a little bit different and easier to work. Right. Like, so again, to me, that's a tool in my tool belt that I get to use versus someone else just doing it. Because it still kind of brings the quality down. Like, well, that's my thing is like it kind of really has turned into like lowest common denominator.
And where do we put the line at which it moves from being a tool into being a Terminator?
100%.
Yeah.
Like, and again, like we haven't figured. Well, we kind of talked about it last time. Was the idea of ethics, right? Like you have bots now, and because again, like a lot of this, in my opinion, is not AI. It's not artificial intelligence. It's algorithmic learning.
Because isn't it taking current things to make a photo?
It's, but like anything that AI does, it's not quantum computing. Like, right, it's not doing like the way that our brains work. They are getting there. They have made the first quantum computer, and it's really cool. But at the same time, again, like it's algorithmic learning, which just means it's kind of learning like if not this, then this, then this, and this. Mm-hmm. And it's just Googling things really quickly. So it's Googling, you know what I mean? Imagine it's just like Googling 30 things at once and then just like ChatGPT when it comes up when you say, make me a movie script about horror stuff and in this setting, right? It's just Googling all the scripts and then just putting stuff all together, right? Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily coming up with it on its own.
Right.
It's not generating a free thought, so to speak. But like I had said kind of like last time was, but it's like a child that you're training, right? Like it only knows what you teach it. So when you have maybe slightly unethical people saying, I want you to sell this product this way and this kind of stuff, there's no whistleblower. There's no people to say, hey, this is misleading. This is unethical. This is immoral, like all that kind of stuff. I never thought about it. Like I hadn't thought about it before, but it's kind of similar also like politically. Mm-hmm. Right, that you have a lot of stuff that could be misled with inaccurate information.
Yeah.
Right. And now you could say, oh, but look, so-and-so said it. Okay, well, where did you see that? Like now you have to vet what source you saw it from, because was that real or was that like a deep fake? Like there's so many different things people can do now.
Right.
I think that's
Speaking of so many different difficult things and the wild, wild west, like you said earlier, I have a quiz for you, which you already know what the quiz is because we did it last time. Is it still recording?
Yeah, no, we're still good.
Awesome. Great. So we did this quiz last time where we made Jim guess if it was AI or not. And spoiler alert, he got 100% last time. Which I would not lie about that. I threw in a trick question at the end. He still basically got it right. So I had to compile a whole new quiz for Jim to take today. And we will let Chompy insert the photos somewhere on the screen. So you can play along too if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening with Apple or wherever you listen, I'm so sorry. You won't be able to see it, but you'll get to hear Jim's reasonings for what he thinks.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll try to explain that better.
Yeah, describe it for
like why. I realized, I'm like, it's not just this one. I have to show my work.
Yeah, and just describe it for our visually impaired listeners.
So our first category is pets. So I'm going to lean over and show you the two.
And their secret lives. Okay, I already have a guess. It's funny because like when I do these, like I've done like, you know, like little things like this at home. I'm like... on it, like this is the one, and now I'm just like, when it really matters, I'm like, wait, hang on, I want to study it, I want to look a little bit more.
All right, describe the kitty.
But they're both cats, so I would say they're cute, but like, you know, they're cats.
Okay,
so
great.
If they were dogs, we'd be gushing right now.
Last time they were dogs,
were they really? I don't remember. These cats just want to steal my soul, like, they're just staring right into the camera. I don't know how you did that because one of these is real, and one of these photographers actually managed to get it. Okay, so my guess, I don't know if you want me to show it to the camera.
Chompy will put it in post.
So my guess is that's the real one.
Okay, and then swipe to the...
And then that's the fake one.
Okay.
My reasoning, especially with a lot of AI stuff, but just in general, details are really hard. Like that kind of level of detail would, be, in my opinion, is really difficult with fake stuff.
Yeah.
And so as, like, again, thinking photography-wise... trying to look at the depth of field. Mm-hmm. A lot of times with animals, you have to zoom in a lot. which means you're gonna have a really, really quick, like shallow depth. So a lot of times you have to adapt your strategy and shoot with a higher aperture to be able to make them sharper like that.
Right.
So then you're going to get a lot of this sharpness. Whereas, oh my goodness, please zoom.
I know, sorry, iPhones.
You could say for the same reason, the softness in this, but it's just already really soft.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of no sharp element to it, which to me makes it feel like AI doesn't know what to do. Because, like, even the eyes aren't in focus, which I've taken plenty of animal photos where it's like that.
Yeah,
but it's like
yeah.
The nose is massively out of focus. The ears are massively out of focus. But there's no sharp point between where it actually seems to grab it. So you mm-hmm. can tell me. I went through all of that. You can tell me.
Yeah. Well. So you were right. Okay, the first one is real. And you're, like, sweating. I can see your foot
like,
shaking.
Like, giving this justification. And you're like, no, you're completely
wrong. I was
wrong.
Trying not to give you any facial cues. But, yeah, 100%. Like, the second one... To me, it wasn't a very difficult, like, even just scrolling between the two. I was like, ah, he'll be able to tell right away. But, you know, I wanted to, you know, get you back in the chair.
Yeah.
Okay, so this category, in my opinion, is a little more difficult. It is architecture. So it's two houses. Actually, now looking at it, I think you'll do fine.
Is
so,
it this old house?
This one.
Okay. Okay, I have thoughts.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one, this is how I would take a picture.
Okay,
sorry,
cool.
I love putting stuff in the foreground. So, like, I already like that picture. So for this one, what I mean, I'm kind of looking at details again. I'm going to tell you that this one's the fake one. So,
which one?
So I'm going to be consistent.
Oh, okay.
Because that's the real one. Mm-hmm. That's the fake one.
Okay.
I'm going to say that because these leaves look like they're painted.
Oh.
They don't look real. And... Even though, again, you can always edit past stuff, the contrast to me just is a little like that. The lighting contrast looks, and again, the lighting situations are different in them. Mm-hmm. But this one, again, like even just at quick glance, like looks like it's all correct. And like the leaves in the background and stuff like that. But you can also kind of see, at least on this part, it looks like it was repeated over a bunch.
Okay.
So again, a lot of times it's going to copy, but if it only has a small area or a small reference, it's going to recopy it and move it around, but then you can start to see similarities. So again, you can tell me if I'm right or if that was complete BS.
Whoa. Ooh. No, you're right.
Okay,
you're totally right.
Cool.
So the first house is actually one that's listed like for sale. So if anybody wants that house, you can go get it.
Nice.
I don't know if it's still available. And I kind of thought that there's like a uplash watermark all over it. Totally thought that would maybe like throw you off.
I mean, but you could be sourcing them from anywhere. So like,
yeah.
I don't know what Uplash is. So is that like a real
Me
estate?
Either,
is that a
but
real estate?
I assume so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Those of you listening, let us know in the comments.
Sure.
What is Uplash?
Wow, that is.
Okay. So this next one, I let Dizza or Adam pick
hey.
The,
dun, dun, dun.
The next one. So I don't actually know which is the real, which is the fake.
Well, be careful. I took a screenshot first before I cropped it. So there is one screenshot in there that reveals what one of them is based on the caption underneath it. So
you
should delete that.
Oh, I deleted
picture.
It. Yeah.
Okay. You
gone.
Should
Perfect.
Be able to crop it too if you want to go in and edit it and crop it real quick.
Yeah. Yeah. It's already edited.
Okay.
So there's a mountainscape with snow. And then there's kind of like a Hawaiian island.
Oh, okay.
So I'll let you swipe between
Doing
the two.
Different things here.
I don't know it, so I feel like I should guess too.
The other thing I'm also kind of looking at is like image quality. Oh, these are hard, dude.
Yeah.
They're blurry.
But it's also like image quality is a hard one because you're like, but is this how it would pixelate, right? Like,
yeah.
Cool.
Well, I knew like a far away naturescape would
yeah,
be the
yeah,
one
yeah.
to get you if I was going to get
no,
you.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't take a good look, but I think I'm just gonna like randomly guess one.
Jeez. If you could zoom.
Well,
I can zoom, but like if I could zoom and see like the actual image quality, I guarantee you, I'd feel more confident in my answer.
It is tough because we did pull these just from like a general Google search. So getting a good quality photo was pretty difficult
it's gonna
to
be
find.
Hard, yeah.
But
Adobe Stock,
because
they do have, I would imagine they have AI generated images on there as well, just because, again, a lot of people are going to use them as backdrops and stuff like that.
Oh.
But they have really great stock photography, and if it's not necessarily AI, it would be like like digital graphics and stuff like
that. Oh, okay, cool.
But they're
You said Adobe stock, and I was about to be like, bro, you're not a financial advisor, right? Like, I think there's a disclaimer. Sorry. You got Bitcoin. This is a Wendy's
stock
sir.
Warehouse.
This is a Wendy's.
Yeah.
their stock, their inventory. I'm sorry.
There you go.
If I'm. Yeah.
I know you went hard on this one. Like, I don't even know.
I am the king.
If I'm gonna guess,
God, I hope you get it right just to make him.
If I'm gonna guess, this one's the real one.
Which one?
So the snowy one, and then the mountainscape is the fake one.
See, I was gonna guess the opposite. Based on the 2 seconds I looked at it.
Okay, which sorry. One's the one with the town?
That one, the green one with the town.
Okay, you think that one's which one?
Fake.
Okay.
And I feel like this one, and then I think this one.
And what's yours?
I was just doing the opposite. So I took 2 seconds to look at it, so I was going to guess.
I don't know if the camera's going to see this. There's one thing on the snow one that keeps driving me nuts, and there's this little weird area that I can't tell what it is, so it feels messy.
Okay.
The only reason, the gradient on the sky. Right, like a lot of times AI is like, I'm gonna give this like clouds and stuff, and this one's like very boring and sad. And then the little smoggy line.
I'm going with the Hawaii looking one. Is the real?
I want more.
Because you said the snow one. You're guessing.
I want more detail.
Yeah, I feel like
it's not final answer yet.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going with my gut. I didn't even like really look at it. I was just guessing the Hawaii.
No,
I
didn't.
Is real
because the sky. Oh man, the sky and the clouds in the village one.
We might have to get comfortable. We might be here a while.
Sorry.
Even if you get it, right, the fact that I stumped you for this long makes me feel good about 100%. It already. Yeah.
Picks a low quality photo. Come on, Dizza.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's like, you said, try to make it hard.
You know, I mean, challenge round. Let's go.
Come on, Jim. You got it.
I know.
I put zero.
If I was doing it online, I would have already clicked my answer.
Yeah.
Like, it's because this matters.
Because this matters.
And it really does. I mean, he got 100% last time. I'm, you know.
No pressure, right?
Well, okay. I was just saying it as more of like an accolade. He's like, smoke is coming out of his
ears. Yeah. I got him. Maybe.
Yeah, you did a good job. Yeah. You picked some
I'm trying to look at some of these shadows.
I just went with because
the snow one's got a lot of shadows, and they all look pretty accurate to the like to the angle of like the hills and the valleys that are in there.
It makes you really wish that you knew random,
which one was
random
which?
Little yeah. towns in mountains better or
it
not
does.
So you could be like
I'm not traveled
real
enough
or not.
I'm not
yeah.
I'm not traveled enough. I haven't watched enough F1.
You're like, oh, that's the town of Skubergubra in
yeah
of course.
Czechoslovakia. I don't know.
I'm gonna flip-flop my answer.
Oh, okay, so what are you saying?
Okay, so I'm saying snow is fake. I'm saying no to this.
But you're saying that the
I'm
Hawaii
saying,
island
I'm
is
saying
real.
This one's real. And it's is not. That... It's definitely not Hawaii. This is definitely more like something like the like the Swiss Alps or something.
Yeah, like Amsterdam or something, yeah.
Shows how well-traveled I am.
Just the buildings.
No,
I
you're
was
great.
Like, you wouldn't see those in Hawaii at all.
What was I saying? Was I saying Hawaii was real? Or
yes.
Swiss Alps is real?
Yeah, that's the one that you were saying.
So you're agreeing with
I'm
me?
I'm agreeing with
you. Oh, should I flip-flop then so somebody at least gets it right?
No, you should go with your gut.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, I took 2 seconds to look at it. I really didn't take my time. So...
The sky on it's really good. It's like slightly overexposed, but not a lot. Like it really is kind of around what you would like, what I feel like you would have for shooting okay. this type of a scene.
Because I tried to find amateur photography photo too,
so that
they wouldn't be like all super professional about it.
But see, there's like power lines right here, and they just look really like really. They look like they make sense.
Okay.
And it's not like a perfect straight line. Okay. It's like they had to go. Like, I don't feel like it
okay,
would think
yeah.
about the architecture of, oh, but what if there's a little thing here? So it has to, it just can't go in a straight line. I feel like AI would have just been like, look, a line. So yeah, sorry. Please tell me.
Okay. So final answer, we're both going with.
Locked in with Swiss Alps.
With locked in that Swiss Alps town is real.
Yes.
Sure.
You are both correct.
Yes.
Yeah!
Oh, my good Lord.
Oh, thank God.
It was it was the sky that was messing me up. It was, but those little,
so this
it really
real.
Was like in the snow area. There's a couple little areas that are kind of like smooshed. And that was the, original Seated Doubt.
So hard. Dude, Chompy, put those two next to each other. That is like, that wow. Awful. My brain hurts.
The image, having a lower image quality definitely makes that harder.
Okay, so now the category we were not expecting. Good pulling, sure. By the way.
You know, yeah, I only get one. I got to make it good.
Was it three? That's three, right?
Yeah. Okay, so this next category is children's art.
Oh, no.
Anytime a child draws art. So good luck. You got a butterfly.
But I mean, like, AI is a child.
And
so
then
like...
a kid drew their family.
Oh, I've already got. I feel like this is like an easy one.
Okay.
I'm going to say that this is the real one.
Which
this
one?
This is the fake one.
Nope.
Oh, interesting.
It's flip-flopped.
Because, like, there's just way more texture.
Yeah.
There's way more texture on this kind of stuff. Like, so, this is actually, like, hi, I'm actually making art. Like, if this is a four-year-old, if this is, like, a young child, like, put them in schools right now. Like, put them in special schooling.
Which one? Yeah, so that was the real piece of art. And then the family all scribbly was the fake.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird?
Like, this has like, well, I mean, like, again, the mediums are a little different, but I was just like a kid, like, it's like watercolors, but like actual quality.
This
so,
is a good.
I mean, like, again, artist. if you just looked at it, is this one a child or is this one a child? Like, I mean, feel like.
Yeah, that one I thought would be kind of like tricky because, like, kids, you know? Like,
it doesn't usually simulate, to me, it doesn't usually simulate textures very well.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I was looking like AI examples, and then like a bunch of kid art came up, and I was
like half
ooh.
Don't believe you. I half want to check your source on this.
Oh well, I mean, yeah, I can look for it. I can do the back search on my Safari. All right, let's do the next
sorry.
One. No, you're good. You're good. Oh, and last but not least, a burger.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm so hungry right now.
AI food is like as hard as like, is it real or is it cake?
Last time we did spaghetti for Jim, and he was able to clock it like really
it was a
fast.
Easy one. It's hard just because like food photography is fake.
Yeah,
right? It's
like
fake. Yeah,
you've seen like how they make like the Thanksgiving dinner, and it's literally the turkey is covered with like wood stain.
Yeah,
and then like they cut it, and they just use a hair dryer to like cook that one slice. I'm like, this is just gross.
Yeah. Or like cheese is like glue.
Oh, yeah.
Like on pizza poles when they pull it and the cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like mashed potatoes instead of ice cream.
Yeah. Yep. Because it gets that perfect like dome shape.
And it can't. And otherwise, the ice cream will melt under the lights too fast.
Oh, good point. Good point.
Okay.
Are we all food photographers now? Is that what's happening?
I think we've all just worked in the industry.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How are we thinking, Jim?
I feel like this one I thought you would get right away.
I mean, it's hard because this, like, because they're just very, very different. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is, like, such flat lighting. It's really hot. Like, it's, and there's nothing for context. And this one has all the context.
Oh, yeah.
So, I have to try to look at the context of the one that I have.
Yeah, because I remember I handed you the spaghetti one. You were like, got it.
Yeah, it was, I mean, again.
Well, I feel like with spaghetti, it would probably be the same thing like with fingers, where the AI has a hard time determining where a start and a finish is and what is one thing instead of two, you know?
I mean, if I'm wrong on one, I can definitely tell you that one is poorly photoshopped.
Okay,
if it's not. I originally wanted to say this is the fake one, but I'm pretty sure this is the real one.
Okay.
And then this is the fake one. But if not, I have... Tell me, and then I can tell you.
No, you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
So
yeah,
what I was going to say was is that, I don't know if people could see it, like, look at how badly Photoshop that is, but someone could do that. So then I'm like, well, but if someone was like, I want to take this in a restaurant and then Photoshop a black background on there, mm-hmm. This is how bad normal people would probably do this. Like, they just don't necessarily have the attention to detail.
Yeah.
The only, so on this one,
mm-hmm.
What was kind of like, I couldn't tell if it was trying to fake a really shallow depth of field, again, with small mm-hmm. items like this.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have that where it just falls off really quickly, so a lot of that's going to be blurry.
Yeah.
What was really throwing me off is, so a lot of people don't know, in the depth of a photo,
mm-hmm.
how, like, say there's, like, candles in the background, right, and that's, like, a circle.
Yeah.
Right? You can actually have those as different shapes.
Oh.
That has to do with the shape of the way the camera has its aperture.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So there's ones that have like a triangle aperture.
Mm-hmm.
And so it actually, you'll see little triangles
yeah.
in there. And you can also mimic it by having a filter. You can have like a different color, a different shape over your lens, mm-hmm. and it'll do the same thing. Hmm. But these ones, they were close, but they like weren't. Wow, man.
Weren't quite right.
There's like two little. Sorry, I'm just making sure. There's two like little spots.
Yeah.
And they weren't quite symmetrical, and they weren't quite the same shape. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, did it try to mimic it, and it didn't do it right? But yeah, there's two. Like, there's just too many details in here that to me just look like delicious.
Yeah, no, I'm so hungry.
But right I don't know if this is like, this is a place I would eat, and then you're like, this is McDonald's McChicken.
Yeah, right? Like it's sad McDonald's burger, tell, so. Right?
Again, like you, that could just like one's just a really well taken yeah. photo, one could just be a very poorly.
She is real. Lit, she is fake.
Lip photo. So
yeah, I feel like the droplets on the tomato are too perfect, but
a little bit. But so again, sometimes they're just lit like that. Like they're just like, hi, I want this to look really boring and perfect. Like, mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, so if you felt like this was like whiplashy, we actually have a Patreon episode that we shot with the beginning episode of this. So prepare to be even more whiplashed because everything worked except for that segment where we quizzed you. So congratulations on making it through the quiz.
I'll still take an 80%.
You killed it.
I was typically like an 80%, you know, like a B student.
Honestly, anyway, you did great. Like, those were AI is it's easily detectable in some of them, but like other categories are hard. Yeah. Like kids' drawings.
Who yeah, it was kind of no.
So be sure to check us out on Patreon, where you all ask Jim some awesome questions about photography, what it's like being a cosplay shooter, a car shooter, and you even have your own art show coming up.
I do. Well, it's not my art show, but it's an art show that I'm a part right. of. Yeah, I'll actually give them a little bit of a plug. I used to work with them a little bit, but it's a company called Raw Artists. They're all over the country, all over the world. And they put on art shows where basically we're responsible for selling a number of tickets. And mm-hmm. I feel like that kind of pays for our footprint of where we're going to be at the show. But they do stuff with musical artists. They'll usually have a fashion show. And then there's lots of different mediums. So people are doing paintings and photography and jewelry, and I've bought board games from there before and candles and just all sorts of different stuff. So it's just a really cool way for artists to be able to get their stuff out there and for people to kind of see their stuff. So
yeah,
it'll be really fun.
I hope by the time this episode comes out, like, people can still like check it out somehow, or if they're in the LA area.
they give us recap photos. So like, that's another thing that do is, so they'll I again used to be one of the photographers that did it, but they try to make sure that everyone like can get portraits taken. Yeah. So like they usually have a backdrop where you can just get like a professional picture taken. Mm-hmm. And then they usually always try to make try to go around and get pictures of everyone with their display. And then if they can, a little bit of like action shots of people interacting with their booth and stuff like that. So it's kind of cool that we'll usually always have photos to be able to share. Aww. Of like how it went and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's so awesome. Yeah, really. Well, if you can't make it, we look forward to seeing the photos from the event. Mm-hmm. Thank you both again so much for coming back and helping us patch up this episode. I appreciate you both.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you for not making me cry.
Oh, wait, did Cosmo make you cry?
No, but like that picture, I'm still haunted.
You still got it right.
I know, but I'm still like, still just dwelling on it.
Oh, well, be sure to subscribe if you're not subscribed already. Thank you to everybody who listens to us on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. Please leave us a 5-star review. It really helps push us up in the algorithm. Again, we are still so new. We still have a lot to learn. So I appreciate any and all support on all platforms. And be sure to consider checking out Patreon, as it's the only place that we actually make money right now to help make sure our lights stay on and buy lovely decorations for the set. As you can see, we've got our fall theme happening right now. So thank you so much to our patrons, and I hope you all stay DeLulu, and remember that it is the Salulu. Bye!